Life's a binge.
Right? Hello, everyone, and welcome to a bonus episode of Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
Oh, hello.
Extra stuff.
Yeah, I fell right into the. I was like, I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
We don't need to do that.
You don't need to do that for that.
You all know who we are. Right. If you're listening on a Thursday anyway, I would hope you know who we are. But you just heard our latest episode where we chatted at nauseam about Endgame and Game of Thrones. But if maybe you're not caught up on Game of Thrones, you didn't really want to listen to it. We have a little bonus thing if you just are on the Endgame train like everyone else is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Good friends of the show, Allie and Jeff. Are crazy.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people were thinking, like, our friend IB Alex. Do you know IB Alex?
I don't think so.
He was talking about how he was watching one movie a day, moving up to the end game release. And I think a lot of
basically like a month of movies,
pretty much. Yeah, right? Yeah.
If you
22 days,
skip a couple days here,
22
there,
days worth. Yeah. I think there were a lot of folks who were like catching up. I definitely didn't watch all of the ones at all.
No,
but I did watch Infinity War again.
Yes, I did that as well. That was the extent of my rewatch was Infinity War.
Yeah,
and damn, Infinity War is good.
Yes,
like, it's good,
definitely.
But Allie and Jeff went a step above and beyond, and they did one step.
Yeah,
they did 22 steps.
Yeah,
the 22 steps. Isn't that a name of a movie or a book? The 22 steps. Anyway,
who knows?
22 step.
You're
program.
Really an alcoholic then.
Yeah, exactly. The 12 steps are not good enough.
Right.
Five more. Extra,
you need 10 more
steps.
Yeah, yeah. But they went and did a very special.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
22 movie marathon that I think it was happening at other places, but this had to be the...
This was the one. Yeah.
This was the one.
Yeah.
So they had a really cool experience. They did it for Infinity War 2, and then they did it for this one. And this one was clearly like the premier one.
Yeah, they're at the El Cap Theater up there in L.A., and it was presented by Nerdist. And we had them call the voicemail and... tell us about the experience.
What was it like? So
you're gonna hear them talk about that experience.
Yeah, how cool! I can't wait.
How far into madness they've descended?
Right, it's so funny. They start out like, "Hey guys, it's gonna be great. We're here. Here we are at El Cap." And then by the end, they're like, "So good,
guys. Ant-Man here. I mean, Allie. Right,
we just finished. We just finished Thor Ragnarok, and it was very good. But you're gonna hear, they called intermittently throughout some of the movies. So they, you know, starts off they're super jazzed. Hey, we just watched Iron Man. Woo! Yeah. Now we just watched Hulk. Woo! Now we just watched Iron Man 2. And then it's like, and now we just watched the Avengers. So so they slow down. But 22 movies later,
I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Like, spending that whole time in the theater.
So enjoy listening to them chit chat about
their experience. Yeah, their awesome experience.
Yeah, thank you guys, Allie and Jeff, and enjoy their experience. Here you go.
Life's a binge. Phone Army.
Hey, this is Allie
and Jeff.
We're calling from the El Capitan Theater in Los Angeles.
We're here for the 23 movie Marvel Marathon hosted by Nerdist.
We got here about 6:45.
And it's about 8:30 now. We got a half hour. We're going to kick it off with Iron Man. And then 21 movies to go after that.
We got a goodie bag. It had a tote bag, a shirt, a hat, a coin, a patch, some...
We got free donuts from Randy's Donuts and coffee.
There's a lot of people here. Some people are dressed in costumes. Some little kids taking the day off of school.
Some adults taking the day off work.
We had a guy with a huge Thanos glove that basically the glove needs its own seat.
And then there's a bunch of people with smaller Thanos gloves that, have Thanos envy, so glove envy.
We're rocking the Guardians of the Galaxy on our t-shirts today.
And I got my Infinity War socks on, so let's get this thing started.
I have an Iron Man sock and a Spider-Man sock on today.
It's early. We're all mismatched, but we're ready to get this thing going.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Avengers.
Reassemble.
And we'll call you back.
Been a while since I was in front of you. I figure I'll stick to the cards this time. There's been speculation that I was involved in the events that occurred, the freeway and the rooftop.
I'm sorry, Mr. Stark, but do you honestly expect us to believe that that was a bodyguard in a suit that conveniently appeared, despite the fact that...
I know that it's confusing. It is one thing to question the official story and another thing entirely to make wild accusations or insinuate that I'm a superhero.
I never said you were a superhero.
Didn't?
Mm-mm.
Well, good, because that would be outlandish and fantastic. I'm just not the hero type, clearly, with this laundry list of character defects, all the mistakes I made, largely public. Yeah, okay. Yeah. The truth is, I am Iron Man.
Hey, we just finished with Iron Man.
Iron Man still as good as I remember it over 10 years ago.
Iron Man is what started it all.
Yep, can't beat Tony Stark. He's the foundation of this cinematic universe, so getting ready to start The Incredible Hulk here in a few minutes.
We got more people coming in the theater. A lot of more seats are filling up here.
Yeah, so exciting. We had the first movie was introduced by Nerdist alum Jessica Chobot, so we'll see if any other Nerdist panelists come out and talk about this particular movie. If not, we'll keep you posted.
We got our free bucket of popcorn and soda to go for this round, and we will get back to you. Oh, the time is we're about 11:17. They're going to be starting the Hulk here in a minute.
A little over 70 hours left.
Woo!
I've got a problem. There are aspects of my personality that I can't control.
See a shrink.
It's a little bit more complicated than that.
Bruce, trust me when I tell you, I've heard them all.
Not this one.
We've never seen anything even close to your level of exposure. That you survived an event like that, it's beyond my comprehension.
I don't want to control it. I want to get rid of it.
As far as I'm concerned, that man's whole body is property of the U.S. Army.
What the hell was that?
There's only one thing that can fight that. It's in me.
Maybe if I can control it, I can use it.
This is Allie again, checking in from the 22 Movie Marathon sponsored by Nerdist at the El Capitan Theater. We're on our lunch break right now. We just wrapped up with The Hulk. You know, it's funny. You know, you watch it and you kind of forget about a lot of things in The Hulk. You know, everybody kind of thinks that that movie is a little bit out of place, right? But when you look at it and watch it again and why it's out of place, it is done by Universal and there's a different vibe to it completely. You got kind of a typical Universal sort of movie. Take away the fact that you know the character from the Marvel Universe. It is a pretty standard Hollywood Universal monster movie, which they are very good with in terms of the transformation scenes and just the character monster elements. Then also the kind of cheesy romance aspect of most of the Universal romance movies. But it is one of those things that you kind of forget about. And, you know, the funny moments and that do happen are definitely not on the scale of funny moments that you see in a lot of the other Marvel products. But there are some touching moments. There are some funny moments. And you forget about that. But seeing it again, we thought last year on the other marathon, we're seeing it again here. And just, you know, you kind of get reminded of some of those things. Sorry, the Incredible Hulk movie. It actually is pretty cool, all in all, because of the fact that it's tying into the storyline of the Super Soldier, which it will be coming down the road in a couple more movies. Right now, we're going into Iron Man 2 here in a couple minutes, so we'll check back in with you later. Oh,
So other things I've seen, there's a lady standing right next to me dressed as Rocket Raccoon. Saw a prison Gamora lady dressed up before. A couple of little kids, definitely more people filling in the seats. Also a lot more people leaving because a lot of people don't like Iron Man 2. That is all. I'll check back in with you later because I'll have nothing else to do for another, or wait, what do we have to do? 20 movies. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.
War has started. And we are hopelessly outgunned.
Director Fury, I think it's time.
You're here with a mission, sir? Trying to get me back in the world?
Trying to save it.
Doctor, I need you to come in.
What if I say no?
I'll persuade you.
What are you asking me to do?
It's called the Avengers Initiative.
I thought I didn't qualify. Apparently I'm, what is it? Volatile, self-obsessed,
and don't play well with others.
I think we need a timeout.
This is nothing we were ever trained for.
Guys,
I'm bringing the party to you.
We're on our movie, going into movie number 8 now. We just finished movie number 7, which was The Avengers. Now we're moving into
Iron Man 3.
It's good to see the Avengers assemble. Now we're going to see Iron Man 3 here in a few minutes. It is 12:31 a.m. now on Wednesday. A lot more people showed up throughout the night. We had dinner from food trucks earlier before Captain America. And what else? Ooh, what kind of snack do we have right now?
Oh, they gave us carrots and dip to make sure we're somewhat healthy.
Woohoo! Okay, nerds, we'll see you later.
Oh my god! Is that Iron Man?
Technically, I am.
Technically. You're dead.
Valid point.
What happened to him?
Life. I built him. I take care of him. I'll fix him.
Like a mechanic?
Yeah.
Oh. If I was building Iron Man and War Machine...
It's Iron Patriot now.
That's way cooler.
No, it's not.
Anyways, I would have added in, Retroreflective
panels?
To make him stealth mode.
You want a stealth mode?
Cool, right?
That's actually a good idea. Maybe I'll build one.
All yours.
Anyone else?
Hey, this is Allie calling you again from the 22 movie marathon. We're on, 5:15 now in the morning. It's been almost a full 24 hours here. This block has been rough. Most of the people are sleeping. It was Iron Man 3 and then Thor the Dark World, and now we're moving into Winter Soldier in a few minutes, but Thor the Dark World was more like Snore the Sleep World for most people, but me and Jeff are still awake.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Come on.
Allied strike units, 25th floor.
Whoa, big guy. I just want you to know, Cap, it's in personal!
It kind of feels personal.
Hey guys, this is Allie again calling. We're about 24 hours into our day already. Movie number 10 is coming up, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep, we're about halfway through this 22 movie marathon. Just did Winter Soldier, probably one of the best, if not top five, movies of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So Winter definitely was coming for the Stark family. So, but now we're getting ready for Guardians, probably one of my favorite movies.
I am Groot.
I am Groot.
A lot of people slept during the 5 hours between Iron Man 3, followed directly with Dark World, followed directly by Winter Soldier. That was sleepy time here at El Capitan Theater. Right now, they just gave us breakfast. We are eating cereal and yogurt and coffee on the house. They've been giving us plenty of breaks. And do they do some fun raffles and stuff? The Nerdist hosts have been here in between, kind of talking some fun stuff about some of the movies on some of the breaks here. Anyway, moving into Guardians of the Galaxy. It is about 8:30.
I am Groot.
So what?
I am Groot.
Yeah, you said that.
I am Groot.
Well, that's just as fascinating as the first 89 times you told me that.
I am Groot. I am Groot!
It is 1:40. We are just past the halfway point, I think. We just finished Age of Ultron. We are moving into Ant-Man.
You want to protect the world, but you don't want it to change. How is humanity saved if it's not allowed to evolve with these puppets? There's only one path to peace. The Avengers extinction. I had strings, but now I'm free.
It's a lot of fun. They gave us a McDonald's Happy Meal lunch break right now without that toy. Tease us as an Avengers box and have no toy. That's all right. It's good. It's lunch. It's free. That's all good. More and more people are trickling in. They haven't had any other special things. Oh, the last show, actually, they did have a special visitor with the Nerdist. They brought out Kofi Smulders, who plays Agent Maria Hill. She came out and answered some questions for the audience and with the folks from the Nerdist. That was kind of cool. Hey guys, this is Allie.
Ninja.
We are just finished up with The Infinity War. The next movie up is Ant-Man and the Wasp. That is number
20 of 22.
Almost there. Crowds are getting kind of waking up out of their sleeps. Some of them were sleeping off and on during some of the other movies. But it's fun. People pretty much waking up for Ant-Man and Wasp is your another chance to sleep, I guess, if you need to.
Well, we're in the end game now, whatever it takes.
All right, we'll call you nerds later. Hey, Bingers, this is Allie again.
Andrew!
We're here, we're about 10 minutes away from Endgame. We just finished Captain Marvel, had a little break, got interviewed by some news people on some of the L.A. local stations up here.
DJ's bumping some music, asking some trivia. This is it, man, 22 of 22.
22, here it is. End game. And we will call you back otherwise, too, with some other stuff, I guess, afterwards. Down in the lobby, they had some cool costumes and artwork from some of the movies and some of the props. I'll post pictures of that later on my Facebook. But, yeah. So we're still live. We're still here. We filled our popcorn. We filled our soda. And we're going to go now. Talk to you later. Want to hear the crowd? They're doing some fun stuff. Just the crowd cheering for some trivia and for who everybody's favorite Avenger is. DJ just partying with everybody. Okay, bye.
God, seems like 1,000 years ago. I fought my way out of that cave. Became Iron Man. Realized I loved you. I know I said no more surprises, but I was really hoping to pull off one last one.
The world has changed. None of us can go back. All we can do is our best. And sometimes the best that we can do is to start over.
I saw all these people die. I keep telling everybody they should move on. Some do, but not us.
Even if there's a small chance, we owe this to everyone who's not in this room to try.
We will. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Like this one.
Hey, bingers, this is Allie and Jeff. We're done with the Marvel marathon. It ended about 8:20 up here at the LCAF. We're on our way home now.
It's cool. They brought out, before the movie started, they brought off the directors, the Russo brothers. Kevin Feige came out, a bunch of the other people that worked on the movie, along with the composer, Alvin Silvestri. They all came out and said a few things about the movie and just appreciated all the fans coming out and supporting all the work they've done over the last 11 years.
That was really cool. The movie itself, we can call and talk to you about another day when you're ready to do so. But as a whole, the event was really awesome. Even if you're watching it at home on your own DVDs and watching them all the way through, It is good to just sit back and go through all of them and refresh and really connect with each character individually.
Yeah, they do a good job, you know, wrapping up the entire 11 past years of this Marvel Cinematic Universe. And they touch upon things that you may have missed if you haven't seen the movies recently. So, you know, it's definitely worth the time to at least see the major movies of the series again. You know, the first Iron Man, the first Thor, the first Captain America. And all the Avenger movies, of course. But yeah, it was a great movie. Totally worth it. Again, it didn't seem like it was 3 hours, but didn't seem like it was 3 hours long. It, good pacing and just an excellent movie.
And then again, Infinity Wars didn't seem as long as it was last time. And that one was just scene after scene after scene. You couldn't look away and Endgame is the same way.
No, it's just, I'm sure if you're a fan of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, you'll be pleased with Endgame. And it's nice because sometimes, you know, you put a lot of effort into these type of movies that last over the years and, you know, the payoff isn't really there. And as a fan, I feel like the payoff was there, and hopefully a lot of other people will feel the same way.
The other fun thing to watch, when you do go back and watch all of them, is the evolution of the title cards at the beginning with the intros, just for the Marvel Studios title cards I'm referring to. Kind of going from images from the comic books into images from the movies that you know and love. There are little simple things like that that it's kind of fun to reflect back on and watch. And even though that has nothing to do with what's happening inside the movies, that title card that just says Marvel Studios at the beginning, that's a very fun, clever little element that changes along each movie. It's kind of fun to go back and see those. You guys are going to like it. And if you don't like it.
So, bravo.
Right on.
Too.
Well done.
Bravo. You guys.
Do you think you could have done it?
Oh, I think it's funny that if you notice in the very last call,
no.
They're like, and if you don't like it, and then the 3-minute time limit cut them off, and it's like they didn't even have the energy to call back. Right. They're like, and if you didn't like it, too bad. It was probably, you know, one, two more words, and they couldn't even dial the voicemail one more time.
Or they got snapped mid-call.
Shoot! Damn! So anyway, you guys are crazy. It's
they're the best. And the way, while they were at this movie marathon, since they were going to do this, they didn't use their Padre Mariner tickets, which they gave to me, which was awesome.
So you and, came up.
Oh, yeah. So I got to go to the game.
Word.
And I caught a squishy ball.
From the pod squad.
And I wasn't even like using my juice with the pod squad. It was like I caught it. Generally, it's like, hey, come on. Jesse,
hey, can you meet me over here? Right.
Yeah, right.
Which
right.
is awesome. That's cool, awesome. Dude. So they got to do something cool, and from that, you got to do something cool as well.
Yeah, and that's and I got to wear my sweet Mariner hat that we were talking about last week.
Good times.
So,
Thank you too, and thanks, listeners out there, for tuning in and listening to them chit chat about their experience. You guys are awesome, and we'll be back at you on Monday.
Happy Thursday.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Life's a binge.
Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.